Cauldron of Violence, Hokkio Beach School and Kohitara Boys Training Center. A case study of the state's role in creating gangs and criminals. Producer's note: this document shows the logo of the Abuse in Care, Royal Commission of Inquiry. This document was produced as a single audio file using synthetic speech, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, on the 28th of July 2024. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. With synthetic speech, all care is taken to ensure good pronunciation, including words in Te Reo Māori, but some pronunciation limitations are still unavoidable. End of producer's note. Cauldron of Violence, Hokkio Beach School and Kohitara Boys Training Center. A case study of the state's role in creating gangs and criminals. Context: commissioners directed that some case studies be developed for a variety of reasons, including to highlight the experiences of particular communities of survivors, across the inquiry period. Trigger warning: we honor and uphold the dignity of survivors who have so bravely shared their stories here. We acknowledge that some content contains explicit descriptions of tuukino abuse, harm and trauma, and may evoke strong negative, emotional responses for readers. Although this response may be unpleasant and difficult to tolerate, it is also appropriate to feel upset. However, if you or someone in your close circle needs support, please contact your GP or healthcare provider. Respect others' truths, breathe deeply, take care of your spirit and be gentle with your heart. Executive summary: Hokkio Beach School, Hokkio School, and Kohitara Boys Training Center, Kohitara Center, were long-stay social welfare institutions in the Taitoko Levin area from the early 1900s up until the late 1980s. Boys came from throughout Aotearoa New Zealand and were often far from family and whānau. These children and young people were seen by the state as too difficult to remain in the community. Footnote 1. Yet it was the care system that was punitive and abusive. Footnote 1. Department of Education, Child Welfare Division, Field Officers Manual, Part Q, 1965, page 1. Hokkio School and Kohitara Center were not places of care. The state removed children and young people from their families and sent them to institutions where abuse of power, violence and racism were normalized. Survivors were brutally punished and blamed for behaviors often caused by trauma, learning difficulties, disabilities and by the very abuse they endured. The no-narking culture and use of the kingpin system by staff to maintain control contributed to a culture of extreme violence. A lack of supervision, staff with military backgrounds, and inadequate vetting and recruitment processes all played a part in the abuse. Survivors were often seen as manipulative or lying, and both survivors and staff were silenced and complaints of abuse covered up. Some survivors described prison as better than Hokkio School and Kohitara Center. Footnote 2. They were worse off when leaving than when they arrived. Some survivors told the inquiry the only thing they learned was how to be better criminals. Footnote 3. The abuse they experienced has led to spiritual, physical, psychological, relationship, and intergenerational impacts. Some survivors have spent most of their lives in jail or sought connection and support through gang membership with others who share similar experiences of abuse in care. Footnote 2. Witness statements of Mr. JV, the 4th of May 2023, paragraph 38, Mr. RX, the 27th of March 2023, paragraph 4.6.8, Peter Brooker, the 6th of December 2021, paragraph 246, and Tony Lewis, the 21st of August 2021, paragraph 55. Footnote 3. Witness statements of Wiremu Waikari, 27 July 2021, paragraph 239, David Williams, aka John Williams, the 15th of March 2021, paragraph 178, and Daniel Ray, the 10th of February 2021, paragraph 91. Abuse in Hokkio School and Kohitara Center was systemic. From the top down there was little oversight or accountability. Not for the state, the institutions, the staff, nor for perpetrators. Survivors' lives were profoundly altered by their time at Hokkio School and Kohitara Center. Samoan survivor David Williams, aka John Williams, told the inquiry, "The things that happened in those places, I don't really know how us survivors can let go of it. You can't, it's there for life until you go to your grave." Footnote 4. Footnote 4. Witness statement of David Williams, aka John Williams, the 15th of March 2021, paragraph 174. Producer's note: this audio version of this document was produced on the 28th of July 2024 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 10050. Phone 09320417 3. Email, info@aicons.co.nz. Website, www.aicons.co.nz. This audio production of this document is intended primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.